and we wanted to come back and respond. You know, so I think that's what fueled tonight.
A lot, man. You know, I love him like a brother. And we've been together since I've been here. You know, he's taught me so much, you know, as a player and also things off the floor. I mean, you know, I'm really grateful for what he said.
Well, I got to tell you, man, it pains me to say this. Welcome into the zone. That doesn't pain me to say. Justin Akery, Pat Bradley, Matty T. But it pains me to say this just slightly.
I'm tapped.
Not a lot. Not as much as it used to. Dang, you've been right time after time. Are you sick of being right? I mean, you called it with the Pacers having problems. He told us all day yesterday that amazing Kevin Durant speech, one of the greatest, probably one of the top five speeches.
Pretty cool.
Certainly one of the top one or two acceptance speeches ever. Would fire up his team, and certainly it did give a little bit of extra cohesion and motivation last night, and a triple-double in almost another one. I think Durant came up, what, one assist shy?
Yes.
That is an incredible night for the Thunder, who needed a big win last night at home. They could not afford to go down 0-2. Pacers also avoided going down 0-2 with a very close win last night, but they're still in deep, deep trouble. Safe to say?
Oh, the Pacers. Yeah, it's interesting because you had Hibbert now, pours in 28 points. So they are so unstable, mentally unstable. You just don't know what you're going to get out of these guys. But yes, you're right. The game still came down to the end with Hibbert, with your guy Hibbert scoring 28. Their problems still loom large. But Miami, again, is probably going to represent the Eastern Conference in this NBA Finals.
The only thing Roy Hibbert has been attacking lately is cheeseburgers and the bench. And last night we heard him attack something else, and it was very, very key for Indiana.
Bounces into Hibbert. Hibbert attacking Gortat across the lane, left to right. Two more. 22 points for Hibbert.
That being said, the highlight of the night was Gortat. Did you see him smash it down on backup center from the Pacers?
Yes.
That was awesome. Here's Hibbert after his excellent performance last night. It was good to see him wake up. Look, I don't wish ill on him. Yeah. I don't like to see guys fail. It has been hard to figure how a guy this talented and who's had a year, at least the first half like he did, could be this bad at the playoff run here. But anyway, here he is.
Just haven't been as aggressive as I should have been in the past. And, you know, you have to look within yourself to make things happen. David always talks to me about being the person that, you know, rescues yourself when you're in the middle of the ocean. So, you know, there's nobody that could throw a life raft or a rope out to help you. So I got to do it myself.
Wow. Quite an analogy. I mean, that's probably
how it's strange. It's strange. And I'm not one to try to talk about rumors, but there were rumors running rampant.
I'm not one to talk about rumors, but I will.
But I will. Because, Justin, there's no explanation for how this guy just all of a sudden turned it off. And there are some rumors floating around there about the internal problems that the Indiana Pacers had.
Internal parts of someone's girlfriend. Anyway, yes, there are.
And there's one thrown out there that one Paul George.
There's a lot of smoke about this thing. I mean, there's got to be a flame or two, a flick or something. There's way too much smoke.
Oh, yeah. Here's what we know about Paul George. He was dating Doc Rivers' daughter, may still be. Cheated on her. He got a stripper pregnant in Miami.
Player.
Apparently.
Likes to take it to the
Roy Hibbert's fiance, there's smoke around that they possibly got to know each other a little bit more than you should know your center's fiance.
Mm-hmm. Took it to the rack, maybe.
Now, if you look at it, though, you say to yourself, how does this guy mentally check out like he's checked out?
Something how does this like guy mentally do check out like he checked out?
Something like that would do it, I got to say. It's never happened to me, to my knowledge.
Right.
So
that's my thing. If you're going to hook up with my fiance, if I'm an NBA player, I prefer that you keep it to yourself because it's really going to screw me up. Or at least tell me after the playoffs are over.
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything.
Y'all keep that to yourself.
Yeah, and if you know what, shame on Paul George.
Oh, there's no question.
And shame on him again for letting him find out. Because the thing is, man, you're screwing yourself and the city of Indianapolis by letting the guy find out that you hooked up with his fiance if you did.
That's the leader. Although, you're in tight quarters and situations, and unfortunately, the same thing came out about Tony Parker and Brent Barry's.
He was only texting her. I think that was okay.
He was only texting her.
He was trying to get there, but I don't know that he ever did.
Something happened. Anyway, this team is teetering on a very, very dangerous slope.
That's a famous, that should be like a story. We could do like a top 10 list. I guarantee if you looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
There were rumors about Rafael Palmeiro hooking up with Ryan Sandberg's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
It probably does happen.
He's a very smooth customer, and he did not take steroids.
I have nothing against jock sniffers.
No.
Nothing against her.
But my thing is, if you've already got a jock that you've got a whiff of, why do you need another one?
She's a serial jock sniffer. She's got to continue to sniff jocks.
That's the worst kind. And oftentimes you will point out to me, oh, that chick's renowned for being a jock sniffer or a athlete, whatever. So like a guy will marry one occasionally, be like, oh, that chick, she's been with that dude.
Yes!
She was with that guy. I don't know how you know the background on this stuff, but anyway.
Serial
jock
sniffer.
Something or other.
She's a groupie. Anyway, she's a groupie.
Sports groupie. Yeah, sports groupies. You see that.
They're out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Congrats to the Thunder, 112-101. I am rooting for the Clippers in this series, but I got no disdain whatsoever for Oklahoma City, and if you're rooting for them, I get it. Pacers win, and now we shift. It's a 2-2-1-1-1 all the way around, all the way through the finals, which is the way it should be. So we move to L.A. and D.C. And, oh, by the way, it looks like Sterling's soon-to-be ex-wife, I assume, is going to try to maintain control of the team.
No.
You know what, though? I don't really have a huge issue. If they get divorced and he is completely disconnected from the team and Shelley Sterling gets to hold on to the team and keep it in the – I don't have an issue with that. Nobody's ever accused her of being a racist.
I think she probably – like, if you would characterize worst persons, she's got to be a close second to him.
Why?
She slept in the same bed with him.
Not recently.
Well, maybe Viv Stiviano was in the middle.
She's got an attorney, apparently, that she's trying to see what her options are, what the possibility is of keeping it.
Apparently, here's the only reason I'm going to say this. Apparently, and this comes from back still, a few years back, she was one of the participants in going to his low-income housing areas and knocking on doors to minorities and saying, you stink, get the heck out of here.
Oh, boy.
So she was involved in that.
I did not know that. Well, that would be a huge hindrance for them keeping the team then. Okay.
I wonder what will the players do come October, November, if they still have ownership?
Well, if she does, I'd be curious to see. If he does, I think we all know. The NBA, it says, this is a story I found on ESPN.com. The NBA will maintain that Donald Sterling violated contracts should he choose to fight the league's plan to force him to sell the team. The league must get 75% of the owners to agree to make the move. Pat, even the least optimistic person in the world knows 75% of the owners are going to vote this dude out.
Is it anonymous, or will their votes be known?
Well, my guess is every owner who votes against him will be beating their chest that I voted against him. And if they stay silent, there's a silent minority. I'm guessing that they voted for
him. This is a very, I don't want to say scary, but these owners have to be very careful how they toe this line.
Yeah.
Because Mark Cuban's already come out to say this is a slippery slope that we're going down this road, because owners have a bunch of money and they get a bunch of political views and a bunch of influence. And what happens if, I'm just throwing a hypothetical out there, you have a big-time owner who is pro-gun, NRA kind of guy, and he comes out.
Does that Texas Rancher own an NBA team?
There was a story recently that Jason Whitlock put me on, where the Orlando Magic owner has come out against same-sex marriage and things like that.
Who has?
The Orlando Magic owner. Hmm. And now you'd say, is that an uprising? How do you handle that type of situation? So the owners really have a – I think this decision is going to be a lot bigger than we think.
That's a good point. We'll have to see. Ethan makes a great point. At least Paul George was not sleeping with Roy's mom, which has been alleged regarding who was the guard that hooked up with LeBron's mom,
West,
allegedly?
Delonte West.
The grossest
dude.
The
bipolar shotgun in his ATV on the highway, Delonte West, psychopath.
He is the grossest dude in the NBA.
He is that kind of sleazy guy that would try to hook up with your player's mom.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
Don't get me wrong. LeBron's mom's not the worst of all the NBA moms.
I mean, she's probably in her 30s.
Yeah, well, surprised nobody's trying to hit on Durant's mom. She's a young gal.
She is.
She's cute. She's got braces. You see her?
Oh, she is a cutie.
She's cute pie. She's a sweetheart. What a great. I'm glad things have worked out for her. She had a long struggle.
How she popped out a 6'11" shooting guard?
Well,
I had no clue.
I'm not a woman, and I certainly don't have the equipment to pop out anything. But I would say this: I've been on HCG, which they do create.
Yeah, that's
naturally.
True.
So I think I got a feel for this. From woman to woman, I think I can speak for all of us. It's not about the length of the child; it's more about the girth. And Kevin Durant is a string bean.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He is the Slim Reaper.
So what you're saying is she started having him on a Tuesday. He finally came out on a Thursday.
No question. I think here's how the conversation goes with the doctor. Look, I saw the ultrasound. Good news, bad news. What do you want first? Good news or bad news? What do you want?
Give me the bad news.
Bad news is this pregnancy is going to take, the delivery is going to take an extremely long time because the kid is unbelievably long. He's like 7 feet long coming out of your womb. But the good news is he's only like an inch around. So that's good.
So that's good.
Yeah. So anyway. Okay. So moving on, a couple other things. I want to give out a couple thank yous, and then I want to talk about some college basketball because I got some great news yesterday.
Oh, we're excited. We're excited.
Folks, I have been waiting a decade and a half for the news that I got yesterday.
How about
that? I am so excited, and I don't care if Tommy Smith wants to sit there and rain on my parade and Mr. Negative Ninny wants to cry, well, you get to do this or we don't get to do that or that's stupid. You know what? Go ahead and take your negativity and you can stick it where the sun don't shine, Mr. Happy, because I'm excited and you can't drag me down. More on that in a moment. Last night was Wednesdays Out West, a benefit for the ALS Association of Arkansas. It was a beautiful night. Traffic around the Pleasant Ridge Town Center, unfortunately, was ridiculously ridiculous. It's always somewhat busy over there.
But, Justin, we got to convince those people. I was in that. I came from the athletic club, and it is insane, the traffic on Highway 10 Cantrell around Pleasant Ridge. Why don't those folks take yourself 30 minutes instead of pounding your head on the steering wheel? And come into the Pleasant Ridge, let the traffic go.
Yeah.
And just come in and have a nice time with some friends with us.
Champagne, champagne cocktail.
I'm serious, though. I mean,
I agree.
We need to put somebody down there with a sign.
Well, it sucks because the big sign they have out front is getting replaced. I don't know if it's going to be up by next week. But the bottom line is, it was fun. I do want to thank Matt Huff for playing last night. That was a blast. Yeah. I got some more thank yous here in a second. But yeah, I mean, get off the road if you're going if you're going east.
Insane.
And hang it out. Hang out for a while. You got a fundraiser you can attend. You hang out with some nice folks. We got plenty of soft drinks if you got to drive afterwards. If you're not going far, you got a designated driver. Hey, come out and have a drink. Hang out. And you know what? There's lots of great places to eat afterwards. Make a night of it.
My deal is the greatest month you talk about weather is probably May.
No doubt.
And there's only three left.
Right.
It's a Wednesday. And it'll be something that you'll be able to pop in for like 30 minutes and you go back home with a clear head.
And as the Pigskin always says, the greatest nation in the world? Donation. So come on out. We had great silent auction items too last night. And I do want to give a tip of the cap to Chris Kane's folks who bid for no apparent reason.
I didn't realize there was a deal going on.
Yeah, we had silent auction. We actually have a ton more stuff for next week because apparently I didn't put everything out that we had access to.
Good job, Big A.
My bad. Sorry, Leslie. But anyway, his stepmother, bid $100 on a $50 gift card last night for the good of the ALS Association. How good is she? Kathy Kane, your money.
Kathy
love you.
Kane, I don't know how that math works out, but God bless you.
I couldn't even get Chris Kane to show up, but she's out there giving extra money to charity she don't even have to give. And the last bid was like at $40. She could have gone up 10 and got it for the equal price. She's good as gold.
Man.
Love her. But yeah, come on out and join us next week. Is Raj playing next week?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Raj Arnold's going to join us today in the studio, talk about next week's performance. A couple thank yous quickly. Matt Huff, who played last night, outstanding. I want to thank Jeremy Flynn of our staff and all the other folks. Chuck, our buddy from across the hall, came out and helped out.
Jameson. Robin Davidson was there.
We had two salespeople from our sister station, only one from ours, I'm just saying. Okay, Golden Eagle, thank you for your help. And the Ridge Wine and Spirits, these guys were hugely supportive last night. That's right down in front at Pleasant Ridge. It's right next to Schickel's Cleaners.
Yeah, yes.
Which I like to frequent both joints.
They're good folks.
Yeah, Schickel's does a great job. I've been taking my clothes there for a long time. Pleasant Ridge as a whole, they gave away all kinds of stuff. The vendors are great. We had a couple of them up yesterday. The Crocs guy has an unbelievable setup over there. He's got a great deal going.
Tell you what, that guy is
on point. I know you're AC, anti-Croc, but I'm telling you, you go in there, these are not your older brother's
they
Crocs.
They were cool. I know. I saw them. They have like those women
The wedges.
They're unbelievable.
I'm really a little bit too metro for my own good, but hey, I'm telling you, they have wedges. They got all kinds of cool. If you're going to the beach this summer, ladies, even dudes, lots of dude shoes too. They actually have things that kind of look like Tom's shoes, but they have the Croc inserts, so they're super comfortable, and the inserts come out so you can shake all the sand off.
That was my whole deal. It's like, why aesthetically do the original Crocs have to look so bad?
Go see them, and you'll be totally change your tune. Also, I do want to thank Leslie over at Pleasant Ridge, our Leslie, too, for coming out, and Lou Schickel. He has got a very generous heart, and I know he's a tough businessman for those of you who dealt with him over the years, but the guy is just good as gold. He's got a heart of gold.
He's always helped us out, Lou Schickel.
No doubt. And an extra tip of the cap one more time to Sky. It's a sushi Asian restaurant. It's right across from where we're set up in front of Belk. And, man, I mean, they load us up with a bunch of appetizers we didn't even ask for.
Sushi.
So kind-hearted.
It was sushi and, like, spicy shrimp.
Yeah, we had all
like
kinds of
kung pao shrimp.
They had, like, 10 different things. They call it lava shrimp.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout-out to Buffy's.
Yeah.
And the owner,
Buffy.
There, Buffy.
Yeah.
And she's married a Massachusetts guy.
Yes. And
we'll have him in studio.
And his mother's in town for a while.
Yes.
From where's she from again? South of Worcester.
South of Worcester in Spencer, Mass.
Spencer, Mass. Okay. Well, they're going to come in and visit with us next week, maybe. Okay, one more thing, and then we'll take a couple of calls here. I've been talking like crazy. I did get another steroid shot to battle my allergies yesterday, so I'm a wee bit fired up. And I've had 17 gallons of coffee, so bear with me. My heart's about to explode.
Hopefully I haven't eaten since Tuesday.
You haven't?
I'm trying to drop.
Really?
Just
you
apples.
Do look good. I can see it in your face. Well, you got to stop that.
Oh, you've motivated me, big guy.
Wow. I did lose another half pound yesterday on accident.
All right, I'm excited about this because this is something where I'm glad for you.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't have dreamed it better.
No.
couldn't have. If they asked you to pick it, I don't think you could pick it better.
Okay, here's the bottom line, and this is totally self-serving. However, I do want to encourage Arkansans to get involved in this too. I've been here 16 years or so.
98.
Yep, I've been here 16 years, okay? And I have been waiting for a significant sports matchup between my alma mater,
yes,
Iowa State, and Arkansas, my beloved Razorbacks, and my adopted home state. Well, after 16 long years, and they were this close on a couple of bowl games. I mean, it almost happened on a bowl game or two. But it's finally come to pass, thanks to the folks at the SEC and the Big 12. The SEC Big 12 Challenge will include a game between Arkansas and Iowa State, and it is happening in Ames, Iowa, at Hilton Coliseum, one of the premier basketball facilities in the country. Bud Walton, of course, is among them as well, no doubt. But I encourage any Arkansan that has the means and the time around December 4th to head to
Ames.
Come on. Now, I'll say this. There ain't much else to do in Ames. There are a couple good restaurants I can put you on, but if you're going to go, you will experience one of the great basketball environments in all the nation.
Well, it's a great college town. I'm glad it's basketball and not football because basketball is much more intimate.
Football blows there. I'm just going to say that for
the record. It's just much more intimate.
It is.
For you to be experiencing this because here's the bottom line on that. We got a good chance of getting the mayor, Fred Hoiberg, on.
Yeah, no
I'm
doubt.
Just going to tell you that.
We're going to work on it. Here's the thing.
We're going to do the show from the Pike House.
No question. We're working it out. Here's the thing. That is a great arena. And I think Arkansas fans will get excited about being in there and being part of that because it's a great environment. The football stadium seats like 38,000 or 45,000.
Really?
I mean, they would be very disappointed if they went over there compared to other SEC stadiums. So the arenas keep up. Like Allen Fieldhouse at Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the other ones around the league. Oklahoma State's got a great environment.
Yes.
You know, but the – and Kansas State even now, the Octagon is filthy right now. But football, not so much. So anyway, December 4th, excited about it. Auburn, Texas Tech is the first game the day before on Wednesday. We're going to be up there for the Thursday game, December 4th, Arkansas, Iowa State. Baylor, Vanderbilt. Hopefully Vanderbilt rebounds because you know Baylor will be good again. LSU at West Virginia. I have no feelings whatsoever on
LSU
that game.
LSU at West Virginia. Wow.
That's a good football game, generally.
You want to talk about probably the two states battling for worst education in the United States of America. I'm going to have to give it to, I don't know this.
LSU hates basketball. They do not care about
basketball.
Are
they going to be able to accurately keep the score of that game?
I will tell you,
my question.
There will be
Who won?
There will be 10 times more Arkansas fans at the Iowa State game than there are LSU fans at West Virginia.
Yeah, there's no question. I can't wait.
Honestly, if they were playing LSU against like Louisiana Tech, there would be 10 times more fans. They could not care less about basketball.
Do you think LSU fans can find West Virginia? If you gave them a free plane ticket.
Bro, if I gave them a map with only Virginia and West Virginia on it, I don't think they could pick it out. But that's me. Okay, TCU Ole Miss. I don't know anything about TCU's basketball program right now. Are they any good?
I can't think of anything that's done significant now.
A&M is not playing in this, but I do want to ask you a question about A&M in a second. Florida's at Kansas on Friday. Missouri, Oklahoma, the old Big 12 matchup.
That's a great matchup.
Florida-Kansas is a great matchup.
Florida-Kansas, huge.
Yeah, I just skipped right over. That's a great one. Texas at Kentucky. If the coach at Texas can finally get his guys up to par where they should be.
Texas just signed the number two player in America.
Good, that'll be a good game then. Saturday is Kansas State at Tennessee. Unfortunately, that should go the other way because Kansas State has a much better environment. Missouri at Oklahoma. Wait a minute, we just said Missouri.
Yeah.
I got Missouri.
Twice?
Yeah, I got it on ESPN.com. It's got Missouri, Oklahoma Friday and Missouri, Oklahoma Saturday. So I don't know which one it's going
to be. Great.
Oh, they're going to be exhausted. Double header. Oklahoma State's at South Carolina. Again, it's too bad it's not the other way around because Oklahoma State is a 10 times better environment basketball wise, but so be it. Anyway, so there you go. Those are your matchups. And Auburn, of course, has Bruce Pearl now. They'll be going to Texas Tech. A&M, I saw, Pat, has a kid from Arkansas that played at Searcy High School.
Yeah, Jamal Jones.
He's transferring again.
He was at Ole Miss. He was going to transfer to Arkansas, went to Texas Tech. No, went to Texas A&M.
Left because I guess he had a relationship with Coach Cyprian, who used to be at Arkansas, and Glenn, he left.
Glenn Cyprian.
What are the odds maybe he ends up for a year at Arkansas?
I have it on good authority that he was in line to go to Arkansas, but he kind of fubbed up a little bit in the summertime, and he's got to get his mind right first.
Get your
he's
mind
a talented
right,
kid, very talented kid. I think he had like 19 against, or he had a big game against Arkansas when they played.
Two quick calls, and we got to take a break. We've got Michael Shoddy from Bleacher Report coming up. Lee, you there? They gave up. Sorry.
Thank God.
I'm excited. But I'm excited about a lot of
story,
things today.
I didn't like how that story was probably going to be told.
Jim.
Yeah, Pat just mentioned something about NBA owners being NRA members. I'd like him to expand on that.
Yeah, Pat, what do you mean by that?
Well, in my hypothetical comment that I made, what does hypothetical mean again? Did I use it in the wrong way?
It means it's sort of.
I think it means racist.
It means an example that's not an actual. From a fact. It's not something that actually
okay.
happened. You're just saying, for instance. It's a for instance.
I wasn't sure, but that's how I used it. If, hypothetically, there was an owner that had a political stance that was unpopular throughout...
And that could be pro-NRA or anti-NRA, whatever it is. If they're
way,
very
yeah.
public politically about any significant
right.
issue...
Sure.
It could be NRA, it could be abortion. I know you're just using that as a for instance.
Right.
So you see
but
where he's
going.
But I don't
know. I mean, Jim, how do you define hypothetical, Jim?
He loves guns. Don't get Pat wrong. He's all
Jim,
good.
Jim, how do you define hypothetical?
I'm not sure what how to define that.
Jim,
I do know that
how
I'm
do you
NRA
define
member.
Hypothetical?
Look, he slept next to his Uzi last night, Jim. Don't get on Pat about that. He didn't mean anything by it. Take it easy.
Jim.
But I see where you're coming from.
I don't see where he's coming from. I'm completely lost here.
He was curious if you had some sort of issue with the NRA. That was not at all what the point of the hypothetical was about. But
Jim, you got a problem?
Yeah, you made the NRA sound like a bad thing, and I'm an NRA member, so I wanted to know what your opinion on that
was. Is a controversial thing, though, that is debated in the public and from a political standpoint.
Yeah, I would think it's pretty controversial, just as much as same-sex marriage is controversial.
Yeah, exactly.
What else is controversial?
Abortion.
Abortion's controversial.
Other things that we don't ever talk about in mixed company.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of those things.
Do you get my hypothetical situation, Jim?
I get to what you're saying. Jim, it's nothing against the NRA, so don't take it that way. But I hear you. Thanks for the call.
Jim, how about a free membership?
No more fighting. Joe, real
quick. Yes. Did I hear you say that Arkansas and Iowa State are playing next year?
Yes, sir. They're playing this
hypothetically,
year.
Hypothetically. Not hypothetically.
Technically, they're playing this year, December 4th.
December 4th. And where will the game be?
Hilton Coliseum, Ames, Iowa.
Ames, Iowa. I went to a Ames, Iowa game last year. It's a great environment.
Who did you see them play?
Kansas.
Oh, that's a pretty special game.
Well, that's a pretty special game, but it was electric.
The place does rock.
One question, have you heard about Doc Sadler and his plans for next year?
He's already announced as a Southern Miss head coach.
As Southern Miss?
Yeah, it's unfortunate because I want him to stay in Ames one more year so we can get him on the show.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad he's a head coach again. But anyway,
I
hadn't heard that. Yeah. I coached him in high school.
Did you really?
Really? Yeah.
We're big fans. Yes, we need to get Doc on. He'd be great. Yeah. He's had some great travels.
What high school is that?
Greenwood.
Yeah. Joe, what's your last name?
Hargis.
Hargis?
Hargis. Joe Hargis.
What years was he in school, high school?
I was the head coach at Greenwood from 72 to 80.
Okay.
In basketball.
What kind of player was he?
If Doc had been 3 inches taller or a little bit faster, he'd have been all American.
you can say that about Pat Bradley, too, my friend.
Well, I know that. He was, I think, wasn't he?
He was
anyway, Doc was a point guard as good as you'll have in little small Arkansas towns in those days.
I love it. Well, we need to get him on, and if we do, we'll get you to call in and you guys can visit. That'd be cool.
That'll be good.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the heads up. Appreciate it. All right.
Coach Hargis.
10:32 in the zone. Got to take a break coming up. We're going to talk to Michael Shoddy about the NFL draft. It's all the